Late this afternoon, 12 students were occupying the top floor of Cooper Union in New York City to protest threats to the college's tuition-free education. The board of Cooper Union is due to meet this Wednesday to discuss whether to charge fees for graduates, but students like Victoria Sobel think this is just the first step towards charging undergraduates as well. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Victoria Sobel, one of the 12 occupying Cooper Union.
The school's mission historically has been to offer free education to all of its admitted students, and that came from the school's founder, Peter Cooper, who really had a commitment to the idea that education was a right, and that came from the fact that he, as a young man, didn't have access to education and worked to become an innovator in his own right, and his idea was that really all youth should have access to education and it should be free. Now, some hundred odd years later, for the first time, the school is considering charging admission to the undergraduate portion of its school as a way to grow out of a deficit. And it's really important for us to be clear that the deficit came not out of the school's mission statement of offering free tuition, but really out of mismanaged funds from the Board of Trustees in the past few administrations. And for us, that's a very big distinction, because the way that the administration has been moving forward has really been, in a way, we need to get out of this deficit, but it has never been addressed how the deficit was acquired. And there's a lot of cloudiness and opaque words that are used to cover how the school has gotten into the deficit and why there aren't certain budget cuts that are being made instead of trying to offer tuition. So we are here to demonstrate that it isn't going to just happen so quickly. There's a board meeting on Wednesday the 5th, that's 2 days from now, and we just thought it would be poignant to have a day of action 2 days ahead of time, so that people could show that this is really something that's worth fighting for.
Now, you're planning to occupy the suite for how long?
We've come prepared with safety things. We've got someone here who's CPR certified and first aid ready. And then we've also brought up a lot of food and sleeping things. So we're actually prepared to stay in the suite either until our demands are met or until we are removed otherwise. We have decided as a group that we will reassess those terms as we move forward and as we see fit, but really we're prepared to stay here until something happens insofar as the administration addressing our demands.
And your demands are what?
We actually have three, and let me see if I can get them. One is the administration must publicly affirm the college's commitment to free education. They will stop pursuing new tuition-based educational programs and eliminate other ways in which students are charged for an education. Two is the Board of Trustees must immediately implement structural changes with the goal of creating open flows of information and democratic decision-making structures. The administration's gross mismanagement of the school cannot be reversed with the same systems which allowed the crisis to occur. To this end, we have outlined actions that the board must take. One is that the board must record meetings and minutes and make them publicly available. Two, appoint a student and faculty member from each school as voting members of the board. And three, implement a process by which the board members may be removed through a vote from the Cooper Union community comprised of students, faculty, alumni, and administrators. And our third demand is that President Barucha step down.
While you're occupying the suite, this was a whole day of action, and I understand there's going to be a candlelight vigil later tonight.
Yes, actually, the whole day was planned kind of holistically. We had outside other student organizers working on a free university, which we staffed with other academics, other students, other people we know that teach either skill shares. They range from free guitar lessons to how to hand paint signs for a protest to Marxism and the Civil War. They really have like a full range. So we had that going on all day. And then tonight we have, before the vigil, we have a really great summit that we're holding in the Great Hall, which we've reserved from 6 to 9. And Cooper Union's Great Hall is very historic. We've had many presidents that have spoken there and many different events take place there. And we've reserved it for a summit on education and debt. So we've got a lot of academics and a lot of student-based movement groups and different people that are going to be speaking on that tonight. So we're very excited for that as well.
And as you're a student of Cooper Union, perhaps some people are not familiar with the quality of teaching there and the kind of things you learn there. How has it affected you?
I can honestly say that the quality of education that the school has offered, given the free tuition and given the quality of the faculty and the students admitted, has really opened up so many doors for me in the short time that I've been here. I have been able to get plugged into the art world. I've been able to take time off to organize Occupy Wall Street, which is what I did last year. And I've been able to come back and not feel those different burdens of whether it's student debt or deadline.
Now, I understand at the moment the undergraduates are not being charged, but come April that graduates are going to have to pay fees for the first time.
And that is what the meeting on December 5th, which is Wednesday, is supposed to be about. Presentations are supposed to be being made to the board regarding those revenue-generating graduate programs. It's clear to us, though, as students, that this is just a kind of guise to open the door for conversations for undergraduate tuition, because we understand that it's very unlikely for the college to have tuition-generating graduate programs and then an undergraduate class that is also free of tuition in the same campus, which is made up of only two buildings. We understand that that's, like a highly unlikely scenario. And so the way we understand this is that that attempt is really just an effort to open the door for undergraduate tuition, which has been put on the table many times.
Victoria Sobel is a student organizer and a third-year art student at Cooper Union. She spoke to WBAI's Rebecca Miles. For more information on the Day of Action and student demands, you can visit the website cusos.org.